Hey everybody, welcome back to Louder Than Life Music Festival 2016. This is the third annual Louder Than Life Music Festival, and it's an honor and privilege to be sitting here with the vocalist, Eddie from King. It's an honor and privilege to have him on the show. I actually interviewed you. This is my second time interviewing you, man. And got to see you guys the first time you guys played Rock on the Range. I've been impressed with your guys' music ever since the first album. I think you guys are a great, phenomenal band, and I like what you guys bring to the table for music now.
Thank you.
So what's impressed you the most about making the new album that's going to be dropped here very soon?
The entire album. Just making it and having it come out. Our third album at that. You know, it's kind of an amazing thing for us to. We didn't know how long this band would last. I mean, when we started it, it was a side project, and we all had regular jobs, and we were just dudes, you know, working and going through life. And all of a sudden, you know, we were signed and we're on tour. So to have a third album coming out is phenomenal. So that's great.
Yeah, Breathe the Water. Breathe in the Water, October 7th. This is the day before my birthday, so it's a pre-birthday present for me, as I should say. So this is, like you said, this is the third album. If I can turn the freaking page here, we'll be doing all right. Who produced this album? I saw something where it was Machine from Clutch. Is that right or no? Okay.
Yeah, Machine. He produced three Clutch albums. He's produced a lot of other stuff. I know he did a Lamb of God record, and you know, he did our record, did the Crowbot records. So, you know, we were prompted to work with. Actually, he came after us, and he was the only guy within the handful of producers who knew exactly what the band was and what was it about. You know, because all the other producers were like, "Yeah, sure, I could make a record. I make hundreds of records," and it was just kind of nonchalant. Whereas Machine was like, I know your records, I know what happened here, and what's up with that song, Electric Halo? It sounds nothing like the rest of the record, like what's going on there. So he knew, and he had the vision for, he had a vision for us, so we went with it.
I know this is hard for you, since you're the vocalist of King, but are there any songs off this album that stand out more to you? Because I know picking these songs are like picking your favorite car, child, whatever. But
you know, they all have a different energy towards them. So depending on how you feel, I mean, there's a couple of songs in there that knock me to my knees, like Hides From You and Show Me Your Love. Those songs really rock me because those were moments in my life that I had to go through some emotional stuff. But the big songs that I love that I think are my favorite are Breathe in the Water, Closer to the End, Pristine Warning, The Dead is a great, great song. There's a lot of things in this record that are just like over the top. You know, it was definitely something that we had to push for to get. And to quote Mike Dean of Corrosion of Conformity, he heard the record and he was like, that's next level shit. So we're very right blown away by that.
So this is more of a maturity for you guys, of the growth of King.
Sure. Yeah, you know, once you take a listen, you're going to see a big difference. You're going to be like, oh, shit, this is a different record.
Once they pop this in, man, what do you hope the fans take away from it? Just, you know, at least a couple songs. What do you hope that they get from it, Eddie?
You know, I hope anyone who buys the record can listen to it from beginning to end. You know, definitely come from the old school of the Jimmy Pages and the Tony Iommi, those Zeppelins and Sabbath records that take you on a journey from start to finish, and you could hear every song and you're like, yeah, that was, you know, you put that record in and it's almost like a concept album where you listen to the first song and you listen to the last song and it all intertwines and makes you feel real good.
I've got to see these guys once. I'm gonna get to see them again here shortly, and I can't wait. What can fans expect out of a show from the Mighty King when they get to see you guys live?
Oh, just high energy for a bunch of fat old dudes. You know, we get up there and we just sweat and rock and destroy everything in sight. You know, our drummer, Pepe Clark, is a beast, so he's worth price of admission right there just to watch the guy destroy everything. It's good.
I think Tony is one of my top five bass players right now, too.
Oh, right on.
Tony's a hell of a bass player, too.
He is.
What are you most looking forward to this weekend? Well, the last day of Louder Than Life. Any bands that you've not got to see yet that you want to see? We got Seven Dust, Clutch, Pop Evil, Skillet.
No. I've seen them all. Seven Dust, great guys, great band. Clutch, we're on tour with them, so I get to see them every night anyhow, and I love them to death. Zach Sabbath, very cool band. Crowbot, our boys, they already played. Slipknot, I've seen. Disturbed, I've seen. Korn, I've seen Alter Bridge. I've seen them all. Ghost, I've seen them all. Yeah. I'm really here for King.
Breathe in the Water comes out October 7th, guys. That's next week. So be sure to grab this album. And let me tell you something. King does not disappoint. So, Eddie, my friend, thank you so much. And as a fan, thank you guys.
Trivium's here. They're cool. Yeah.
Thank you guys for your music as a fan, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.